Thank you all for accommodating the mixed meetings. I thought this was at least the best way, if not ideal, to actually handle both of our items, one joint, followed by our independent item. Again, we are continuing the Programs and Services Committee meeting. We are being video and audio recorded. The one item left on our agenda is item 82-21. This is a resolution to prioritize COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers. It was docketed by Councilors Albright, Greenberg, and Down. So I'm happy to turn it over to you guys to see what discussion you would like to have about this tonight. But I anticipate, I am hopeful, I actually anticipate that we may need a vote to NAA given recent news. But again, you filed the item. I want to give you at least the opportunity. President Albright, do you want to? I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm happy to talk about it. But
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. This all started when I went to the Waubun Area Council meeting last month, I think it was. And I think it was Sally Lipschitz that said, asked if I would docket an item for and on their behalf to get teachers vaccinated right away. So that's why I did it, and asked, and others wanted to join in, and they can speak for themselves. But since that time, the governor has brought teachers into the vaccination program. So I think that we really don't need this NAN this item at this moment, is my thought.
Thank you, President Albright. I would also very just quickly point out that in addition to being advanced in the scheduling process, the state has also set aside 4 days, which are exclusively at the mass vaccination sites or the state-run sites, for school employees and other employees in child care program. I will also point out that we have been joined by Councillor Baker and Councillor Ryan. So it is a full contingent of the council minus Councillor Noel. Councillor Humphrey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm just wondering, I guess, you know, yes, they keep changing the vaccination scheduling and everything, but I didn't know if we maybe do need to do something to affirm that we do support prioritizing the teachers in the vaccination, because boy, I guess he added them to the program, but spent a week complaining in the media very loudly that he didn't think that the teachers should be vaccinated first. So for all we know, they're going to change the program next week. I don't know.
Thank you, Councillor Humphrey. Councillor Wright?
I just want to point out, though, it's been going good. Like at the Franklin School, a bunch of parents, the first week they became available, they asked whatever teachers and staff wanted an appointment. They got a list of them. And the next day, these 23 parents got appointments for everyone on that list. And then, you know, some more wanted it, you know, just because there's been problems trying to get an appointment. And they got everyone on that list again, appointments. So I'm hoping, you know, we might want to say something about it, but people who want appointments, I'm seeing people are getting it, you know, and like my husband's a Newton Public School employee. I went in on Saturday. I got an appointment today, you know, so, you know, it isn't as hard, I think, as it is. Some people think it is out there to get an appointment. So I think it's working.
Thank you, Councilor Wright. I don't see any other hands up. President Albright, I don't know if that was a motion to NAN, and you want to, maybe that's the easiest thing. If you make a motion to NAN, then we can discuss that. And I know Councilor Humphrey has concerns. We can see if it has the support or not.
I resonate with what Councilor Humphrey said. Mm-hmm. And if people, I would make a motion to NAN it. And if it didn't pass, then my next suggestion would be to change the resolution to say we support Governor Baker's decision to bring teachers into the scheduling for vaccinations right away, and that we hope it will continue. Make it much short and sweet like that.
Okay. Thank you, President Albright. So we have a motion to NAN. We will now move into discussion on that motion before we take a vote on it. Councilor Greenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would support President Albright's suggestion.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion before we vote? Councillor Humphrey, you want to weigh in again before we vote? I mean,
it
you
looked like Councilor Ryan articulate beforehand, had her hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Councilor Ryan. I believe you're on mute, Councilor Ryan.
I'm trying.
Yep.
New mouse, and I gotta tighten it up. Yeah, I have no problem with supporting the teachers to get moved up on the list for the vaccination, but I cannot support with the wording, Governor Baker. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Ryan. Councilor Baker. And unfortunately, you two, sir, are muted.
Thank you. The tricky problem is just rewriting the resolution. I think the governor has taken a step in this direction, and certainly it's the national priority. So I'm not sure we need to spend time on it. But if the problem is the way the resolution is written now, it would have to be rewritten in the affirmative in a different way. And somebody would have to go to that trouble. And I wonder whether it's a good use of our time. But that's I support the idea, but I think it's a train that's already left the station and we're chasing it a certain way.
Thank you, Councilor Baker. I will add that I do think it was wise of the governor to make the teachers and school staff available. I also think it was welcome news that he had set aside 4 days specifically to try and ensure that all those who wanted appointments would get appointments. I'm comfortable with NAN, but again, we'll see what the committee decides. So, Councilor Baker, your hand's still up, but I think that's
Residual.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then the motion from President Albright is to NAN item 82-21.
Could I just ask a quick question?
Sure.
Someone was talking to me and I didn't hear what Councilor Greenberg said. Would you mind just summarizing that for me?
Councilor Greenberg?
President Albright, I just agreed with your suggestion.
Okay.
She said she supported the motion to NAN. She supported the teachers, but also the motion to name.
President Albright, tell him to go back to the attic.
All right. So the motion on the floor
I'm not going to stand in the way of it if we just don't want to, you know, it's not, I understand that things have moved faster than, you know, when this was originally introduced. And I have expressed my ongoing concerns here in the venue of this committee with our new TV here. So I don't need to drag this out further. So I'll support the NAN, which is no action necessary for people who are watching at home. Cause I sometimes get constituents emailing to ask what that means.
Thank you, Councilor. I was actually about to sort of clarify that for people. Cause I kept saying NAN, but okay. So again, we are item 82-21. President Albright has made a motion to NAN, which is no action necessary. And all those in favor of NAN.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Any opposed? Okay. So that's a vote of 7-0 to NAN. That's all the business we have for tonight. I do want to quickly tell folks, I don't know if you saw in your email, but we're going to try and schedule a emergency meeting, a joint meeting with finance for March 29th. And that would be to take up the item, the discussion item that a number of us filed relating to the schools to make sure that the schools have the appropriate resources for the reopening that has now been mandated by the state in terms of the elementary schools on April 5th and the middle schools April 28th. So again, please try and hold March 29th, I believe it's a Monday, 7 p.m. for that meeting and let Nathan know if you are unable to make it.
Mr. Chair, can I bring up some new business?
Yes, Madam President.
We are all sincerely wishing you a very happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. How did I miss that?
This wasn't properly noticed on the agenda.
Yeah.
It can't even be a chair's note, you know?
You know, every time one of my kids has a birthday or one of my kids goes to a friend's birthday, I say to them, oh my goodness, 11 years. Is this the oldest you've ever been? My dad joke, but today I am the oldest I've ever been.
Josh, happy birthday. I'm taking a break from Facebook, so I guess I would have noticed it.
It's better face-to-face. This is better anyway. Thank you, yeah. Councilor Ryan. I appreciate it. And with that, I believe we can adjourn to go drink our Guinnesses. Thank you all very much. Have a good night.
Bye.
Have a good night, everyone. Happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you.